phone yet another of the Indy drivers for this weekend's race in Milwaukee, Jack Hawksworth. How's it going, Jack?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just actually arrived in Milwaukee, so yeah, no, all good.
All right. Now, it's your rookie year on the IndyCar circuit, but not your first time racing in Milwaukee. How do you kind of prepare to take the big car out on the circuit this weekend?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I didn't have the best of races there last year in Indy Lights, so you know, go back there hoping to improve on my performance last year, and you know, hopefully we can have a good weekend. You know, I'm not really sure, you know, how the weekend's going to go for us, but we'll try to do our best and see how we can do.
Now, has it been tough your rookie year so far this year?
It's had its ups and downs. You know, I mean, there's been we qualified at the front on several occasions. We've been fast. We've led races. We've had a podium, but there's also been, you know, there's been bad patches as well. I had a big accident at Pocono earlier in the year and had to miss a race. You know, I think like any season, you know, most seasons anyway, you know, it's had its ups and its downs. And, yeah, hopefully we can have it up this weekend.
Now, I was going to say, are you fully recovered after your crash at Pocono, which fairly nasty looking, by the way?
Yeah, no, that one was definitely a big one. But no, I'm feeling a lot better now. I was kind of hurt for a week or two there. But, you know, I think I'm fully back to how I was before the accident. So, you know, very fortunate to recover from that so quickly.
Now, is that the kind of thing that causes a driver to slow down, or do you guys just kind of have short memories when it comes to stuff like that?
I think we have short memories. We just you know, you want to get back out in the car. I was like 12 years old now, so you know, I've had a few of these kind of accidents. So no, it's certainly not slowed me down, and I'm you know, more than up for getting back out there and getting after it.
Now, you've kind of made some lightning progress moving up the ranks thus far. I mean, does it feel real to you yet that you're driving in the IndyCar circuit?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I've been very fortunate, and you know, I've won a lot of races in the junior formula, so being able to you know, make my way to IndyCar, you know, fairly quickly, and yeah, at the beginning of the year, it was you know, nice feeling to you know, made it to IndyCar, but now once you're in IndyCar, to be honest, you're more focused on trying to win races and be successful there rather than kind of you know, just appreciate the fact that you're there. So it's you know, you constantly, your goals are constantly moving, so you never really kind of, you know, sit back and enjoy what you've done already.
Now, according to they sent me a little sheet on all the drivers I was talking to today. We still haven't seen you win. You know, you're a rookie, you're working on it. But it says after each race win, you perform the signature legendary hawk. We haven't seen you win yet. What is the legendary hawk?
Well, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I've not managed to win one yet. But yeah, it's a little move after the race. I jump on the car and yeah, do something a little bit silly. It was something one of my mechanics came up with when I was racing Star Mazda a couple of years ago, actually. So yeah, if I get a chance to do that at some point before the year, then that'll be great.
Well, we're hopeful for this weekend, man. We love our celebrations here in Wisconsin. We're good with that. Now, talk a little bit about the track in Milwaukee. What do you have any thoughts and the like?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's very different to anything we race on, to be honest. You know, number one, it's one of the oldest tracks in the country. It is the oldest circuit, probably in the world, the oldest racetrack in the world. So that's pretty cool in itself. The track's very flat for an oval circuit. Only a mile long, so the racing's, you know, very close. There'll be a lot of traffic, so I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a really unique circuit. I think that's the way I would describe Milwaukee. I think if you're having a good day, at the track, then it's you know, fantastic. I think if you're having a bad day in terms of you're struggling with the handling of the car or whatnot, then you can have a very long day around there. So it's a unique circuit. It brings a lot of challenges, and certainly from a fan's perspective, it should be very interesting.
Now, long term, just kind of have to ask here, is the goal to stay in IndyCar, or, you know, do you have your eye eventually a Formula One ride, a NASCAR ride? What's kind of the plan for Jack Hawksworth?
To be honest, I just want to be in a competitive ride where I can, you know, win races. So, you know, whatever series that's in, you know, I love IndyCar, you know, really enjoy racing in that series, and this is something I've been working towards for a long time. I'm able to stay in IndyCar, and you know, I have a competitive ride, and I can go out there and you know, try and win races and whatnot, then I'd look to do it. You know, if not, then I'll you know, I go elsewhere and try to do it in another series. You know, I mean, I guess you know, from my perspective, I just want to win races. I want to be competitive and enjoy my racing. So I'll go wherever I think that's possible.
All right. Now, before you go, I got to ask, what's the target number of bratwurst for the weekend, being in Milwaukee?
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
I said, what's the target number of bratwurst for you to consume while in town this weekend?
Is that a sausage?
Yeah, it is. It okay. Most definitely is.
Okay. Well, I've never actually had one before, so maybe I'll have to at least try one.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, well, that's it. I almost don't know how to feel at this point anymore, Jack. But all right, cool, man.
Awesome.
All right, Jack Hawksworth, driver of the number 98. Don't forget Milwaukee Indy Fest tickets on sale, MilwaukeeIndyFest.com. And you can still win those. Check the Buzz website for more details. Jack, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, and good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Fantastic.